The new year has just dawned. Over the next 5 days, the focus will be on 5 things to pray for that will enrich your walk with God. The first matter to pray for is an undivided loyalty to Jesus. The insincere art of being double-minded is practiced by being jammed between 2 contradictory allegiances and trying to be loyal to both at the same time. It's pretty much an impossibility. It results in uncertainty in your thoughts and actions. And these conflicting choices you're faced with will always put you in conflict with yourself. You'll be torn by inner conflict, not knowing what to do. And most times, you'll opt for the road of least resistance or what's most convenient. Jesus taught his disciples that they can't have divided loyalties. No one can serve 2 masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. That's what divided hearts do. You're eventually compelled to choose one of these loves over the other. This inevitably results in compromise. Now, to avoid this, you need to show an exclusive loyalty to God, expressing your confidence in him to help you to have an undivided heart. So you must set aside any other competing loyalty and choose to be loyal to God alone. There will always be a conflict in loyalty that rages in your heart, that of loyalty to God and that of pursuing another competing loyalty. And there will always inevitably be a strong pull towards worldliness and sin. A divided heart has conflicting loves. For this reason, King David asks God to give him an undivided heart. Teach me your way, Lord, and I will live by your truth. Give me an undivided mind to fear your name. Psalm 86, verse 11. This is a great prayer to pray, for whenever you compromise your exclusive allegiance to God, you disclose a divided loyalty. And contrasting loyalties are mutually exclusive. However, having an undivided heart resolves the problem. This is displayed in being single-minded in your loyalty to God. EMU Music has a ministry that brings Christ-centered music to the church. They composed a thought-provoking song entitled, "Give Me an Undivided Heart." The lyrics express this desire in a prayer, focusing on 3 areas of life. Firstly, give me an undivided heart that I might fear your name. Teach me to walk in righteous paths and follow in your ways. For you are gracious and forgiving. Hear, O Lord, and answer me. Let's ask God for a heart that longs to follow him and his ways. Let's guard against following ways that displease God. However, if you displease God, then confess it quickly, for God promises to pardon and restore you. Secondly, give me an undivided mind that I might love your word. Help me to hunger for your voice. Undivided, I want to live for you. Single-minded, all that I say, all that I do, sanctify me. Take me and make me new, that I might live for Christ my Lord. In your thinking, you need to dwell on God and his word. You must not be lured aside to contemplate sinful ways or words. Rather, aim to be pure in thought. Finally, give me an undivided love for all that you desire. Make me a living sacrifice. Ignite in me your fire. For you, O Lord, are God eternal. All my ways are known to you. It's so easy to compromise your love for God by loving other gods, whatever they may be. For anything that usurps God's place of primacy causes a divided love. Pray that God will help you to love him with an undivided love. God disapproves of those who are double-minded, those whose hearts are torn between an exclusive allegiance to him and sin promoted by the devil. God's desire is that those who follow him have an undivided heart, mind, and love. Join me in prayer. Dear Lord, give me an undivided heart and mind that I may love you exclusively and follow in your ways. Amen.